It's time for Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Boarhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on the voice of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.
And tonight from Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium and Claudia Hicks Court on the campus of Rowan County Senior High School in Moorhead, it's a 61st District doubleheader between the Rowan County Lady Vikings and the Menifee County Lady Cats in Game 1, and the boys team, the Rowan County Vikings and the Menifee Wildcats in Game 2. Hello, everyone. I'm Randy Stacy along with Jared Stacy. Rowan County comes in at 2-3 on the season under Coach Matt Stokes. Menifee County under Coach Drew Schwartz in his first season is 1-3. Both these teams are a little short-handed as far as some injuries go. But this is a seed game, and this is the start of the district season for all four of these teams playing tonight. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups and more after this on WIVY. Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Rowan County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Go-To Solutions in Linex of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Linex spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions in Linex of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions and Linex of Moorhead wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
Let's go ahead and get the Menifee County lineup here quickly. At one guard will be Shaylin Baker, a 5'6 junior, averaging 13.5 points and 5 rebounds. Kylie Hall at a guard, a 5'5 senior, averaging 11.5 points and 5 rebounds. J.C. Jebenin, a 5'3 sophomore at a guard, averaging 9 points and 6 boards. Forwards, Peyton Burgess, a 5'11 sophomore, averaging 9 points and 11 rebounds. And Aubrey Golden, a 5'10 sophomore, averaging 2 points and 4.5 rebounds. So it's Baker, Hall, and Jebenin at the guards, Burgess and Golden at the forwards. For the Round County Lady Vikings, under Coach Matt Stokes, at guard will be Diamond Wills, 5'5 junior, averaging 7.2 points, 2.5 rebounds. Lauren Eastham at a forward, a 5'7 sophomore, averaging 4.2 points and 6 rebounds. At a guard, Destiny Utterback, a 5'6 senior, averaging 8.2 points and 5 rebounds. Kelby Ford at a guard, a 5'6 eighth grader, averaging 13.5 points and 5 rebounds. And at center, Olivia Beach, a 5'8 senior, averaging 7 points and 5.5 rebounds. So it's Wills, Eastham, Utterback, Ford, and Beach. Brindley Walker, hurt last night, is not playing in this one. We'll be back with more on WIBY after this.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
I think we need a plumber!
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Wing It Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's $1 bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy 4 styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app.
Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Again, Round County at 2-3. They lost to Morgan County to open the season, then defeated Greenup County, lost to Russell in the EKC tournament semifinals, defeated Lewis County in an EKC tournament consolation game, and then last game out against Russell on Monday, they lost 59-48 in a pretty good ball game. That was, of course, last night. Menifee County tonight, on Thursday night, they are at Raceland. And our next broadcast of Lady Viking basketball, will be on Monday when Bath County will host the Lady Vikings in Owingsville, and that's a 7:30 start. Menifee County opened with a win over Estill County at home, lost to a good Martin County team, lost to a very good Johnson Central team that's still undefeated this season. That was a 66-39 loss. And then lost a good ball game to Fleming County, 69-64, last time out. And they will play Round County tonight. And then on Friday night, they will take on Bath County at home in another district contest. Coming up this weekend here at the Round County Middle School and the Round County High School gyms will be the 2023 Stockyards Bank Challenge. Round County will actually open that contest, the boys, on Thursday night when they'll host Boyd County. That game will be officially in the Stockyards Bank Challenge, and we'll have that one for you on Thursday. Then that broadcast will be on WKCA 97.7. I've got another break if you want me to take it, or if you've got something to say, we'll go at it.
No, it's really cool. I was looking today on the KHSA main website, and something that is growing tremendously, not just in high school ranks, but also college and in the professional ranks, is esports, video games on a professional and on a competitive level. And Montgomery County, pretty cool, actually won the state championship today in Rocket League, which is a video game. There was a League of Legends tournament going on, Super Mario Kart. There was also a Madden tournament going on today. And it's just really cool to see that sanctioned by the KHSA. Really cool to see them taking that modern step forward. And I know a lot of people, not a lot, but some people probably hearing me say that, saying, oh, video games. Well, sorry, it's the future. It's going to happen. And cool to see the KHSA adapt to that.
Well, so, if they're saying that and they're NASCAR fans, think about the e-racing. That was super popular for NASCAR.
How long's our break? 2 minutes?
We're good.
Okay.
We'll just keep it right here. There's one official that I don't know.
Well, the only one I care about is David Stafford.
But we got Mike Ginn, too.
David Stafford, good friend of both Randy and myself.
Yeah.
Lewis County product.
Well, he goes back to umpiring you back in Little League All-Star competition way back.
Your daughter-in-law, my sister-in-law, a Lewis County product as well, so we got to show a little favoritism to the folks from Vanceburg.
I think they have to worry about Ginn over there as a law enforcement officer.
I was going to say, he's a law enforcement officer. Well, let's talk a little bit about this Menifee County coaching staff. Really cool. Drew Schwartz, first-year head coach. His father is the former head coach on the boys' side of things. And Drew and his wife, Paige, personal friends of mine, so I'll go ahead and say I'm awfully biased, but just got a chance to talk to him, Randy, for about 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes, and there's genuine excitement in his voice. He has a true passion for these girls, and I love the suit and tie look. He said, hey, it's something I'm going to do every game no matter what, and he looks sharp and excited to see what he brings. And he told me, quote, you're going to see a little bit of everything. Zone, man-to-man, press, no press, may see a little trap, so it'll be interesting to see what he pulls out of his hat today. Obviously, the first matchup ever between Coach Stokes and Coach Schwartz, so Coach Stokes will have to be able to adapt as well.
37-6, Round County leads the series since 1999, and Lady Vikings have won 10 in a row. But this is not a bad Menifee County
not
team
at all.
Shaylin Baker has changed her hair color, okay? About 2 or 3 years with light-colored hair, she's got dark hair tonight. She's a player that will take the ball to the rack without question.
Andy Wells is out with injury for a significant amount of time. That is a huge, huge loss for this Menifee County squad. So that is one thing to keep in mind. Burgess, Golden, Jevonen, Baker, and Hall will be the five starters for Menifee County, sporting their road green uniform, black lettering and numerals with white trim. Round County home white uniforms, green lettering and numerals with black trim. And Round County will send out Wills, Eastham, Utterback, Ford, and Beach. Brinley Walker is out this game, and I actually had a chance to speak with her, so I can say this from a primary source, the direct source. Quote, about a week or so is how long she plans to be out. Obviously, that can change, but she seemed in very good spirits and didn't seem too discouraged. Just a precautionary, just no reason at all, especially with it being early in the season and especially with her being a younger player as well.
I hope it's one day less than a week because next district foe is on Monday at Bath County.
This is our first of two games here tonight. What about 25 minutes roughly between games, Randy?
Well, if this game goes really quick, they won't start it till 7:30, okay. But it could be, you know, 20, 25 minutes.
I like the optimism over there. There we go. Randy Stacy alongside. I'm Jared Stacy. Happy to have you along here on WIVY. Owen Monday back at the studio. And we're about to get this one rolling. Round County, 2-3. Menifee County, 1-3. District seeding matchup underway. Tip controlled by Ford. Round County moving from left to right. Quickly right wing to Ford. To Eastham right low block. To Wills on the wing. Straight away Ford. Utter back left wing. Can Eastham getting the start in the place of Walker. Ford off the skip pass. Right wing out top. Straight away Wills. 20 seconds in, Claudia Hicks Court, Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium. Wills to the elbow, off to Ford. Straight away to Utterback. Utterback, back left wing to Ford. Lines up to three. Off iron, no. Offensive rebound, Beach. Put back, hits bottom of the rim, no. Defensive rebound comes down to Aubrey Golden. And Golden will slow it down, and Burgess will cross the midcourt logo. Lurch hit left to Baker. Baker to the free throw line. Tough leaner up. No good off back iron. Kelby Ford will get the rebound. Ford averaging 14 points, 5 rebounds, has it back tipped and loses it. It's going to be taken away by Burgess at three-quarter court. 1 minute in, 0-0, turnover each way. Holding it in between the circles and looking back to Coach Schwartz is Kylie Hall. Takes it to the right wing and throws it away. Man-to-man defense both ways early in this one as Hall thought Baker was going to go towards the low block, but instead she kind of cut towards the baseline.
And on the previous play, Ford thought Eastham was going to look for the pass. Instead, she cut toward the goal.
Left wing Wills in the corner to Beach. Menifee County now in a 3-2 zone defense. Ford left wing in the corner to Wills. That ball, three-pointer airballed. Rebound comes down across the court to Baker. As Baker across the logo, moving from right to left for Menifee County. Pass is going to be tipped right into the hands of her teammate Hall, though. She'll throw up a floater from five. Baseline left, no good. Rebound Beach. Quick outlet to Utterback. Right wing Ford. Three in transition off the way, banked in after hours, and the bank's open. Took a while, but we finally have a field goal 100 seconds into this first quarter. Menifee County with it, looking at the man-to-man defense. They work it right side Hall, and Hall will bring it in between the circles. Left wing Baker. Baker being guarded closely by Ford, spins back to the left, looking to get it out top, and does to Jevonen. J.C. Jevonen penetrating on Utterback. Nice behind-the-back dribble. Shot blocked away by Beach. Baseline right. Utterback will clean it up. 2 minutes in. 3-0 Round County. Left wing to Eastham from Utterback. Back to Utterback. Top of the key. Three on the way. With the air ball, and that'll go out of play with 5:48. First quarter. 3-0. Uncharacteristic there from Utterback. That one had to have slipped out of her hand. She was wide open. Full court pressure from Round County, and it's going to force a turnover as the pass to midcourt is tipped and stolen by, that is, Wills. She'll flick it right wing Beach. She'll fire a three, no good. Rebound will come down to Utterback, baseline left, and she'll get it out top to Ford, who will call for a reset. Not a pretty start here either way.
No. Round County, two air ball three-pointers and a banked in three-pointer.
Utterback had it on the left wing, gets it to Wills, who calls out the play. Right wing behind the arc to Ford in the corner to Beach. Back to Wills, right wing. Wills dribbles in between the circles, picks up her dribble, and she's almost going to lose it. Somehow gets it over to Ford, right wing. Ford will keep her dribble. 5:08 left, first quarter, 3-0 Round County. Beach on the season, actually 3 of 4 from three-point land, so got to keep tabs on her. Left wing to Utterback in the corner, Eastham, three-pointer, in and out, no good. Rebounds on the deck. Menifee County's going to control it. That's Golden. Golden up the court to Hall. Hall on the wing to the elbow. Pass across the paint. His tip across the court in the corner to Jevidin. Her three-pointer rattles home. Aubrey Jevidin, the 5'10 sophomore, ties it up at 3 apiece. Ford at the midcourt logo. Gets it to Wills, penetrating towards the bucket, and she's found on the floater left of the paint. She'll go to the line and shoot two, where she is not a strong free throw shooter, as the foul will go on Aubrey Golden. That'll be her first, team's first. And speaking of Wills, just 4 of 8 from the free throw line this season. 3-3, 4:36 first quarter. Misses the first. One more free throw for Wills. And she'll split a pair. 4-3, Round County back in front. Menifee County bringing it up the court. Hall hits the brakes as she crosses the timeline. First of two games here today. Boys will play Menifee County after this one, as that one's going to be lost on the penetration by Hall, and that one just slipped out of her hands and goes out of bounds baseline.
Nice ground on hand already, with another game to come a little bit later.
Ford across the logo, right wing Wills. They give her tons of space, can't connect on the three. Rebounds, a defensive rebound, Menifee County for Hall. That's a couple for her already midway through the first quarter. Hall steps into a three. Top of the key, no good. Rebound, Beach. Beach puts one dribble down, and she's going to put a few down and get it up the court to Wills. Wills under four, first quarter. Baseline left to Ford. One dribble down, and the floater up. Short, no good. Rebound is going to be grabbed by Menifee County's Baker on the run. Baker across the midcourt stripe. Crossover dribble on four to the left low box. Turns and spins and gets nothing but net. Pretty shot there from Shaylin Baker. Averages 13.5, the leading scorer on the team for Menifee County. Keep in mind there are a couple games missing on their stats. Has Ford at the timeline. Kitts left wing, Utterback. Utterback cutting towards the bucket. Shot's going to be blocked. Nice play. Blocked from behind by Burgess. Have we had a substitution in this game yet? I don't think we have.
Nope. Haven't had very many stops.
You know, 3:24 first quarter. Round County trailing Menifee County 5-4 as Beach gets the inbound from Ford. Back to Ford, who'll cut baseline right. Picks up her dribble, hits Wills in the paint. Wills shot high off the glass, no. Rebound is going to be off the hands of Round County's Eastham into Menifee County. It'll go. Menifee County inbounding, looking at the 1-2-2 full court pressure from Round County. And Menifee County goes up the near sideline to Baker left wing, passes it across the court, right low block to Burgess, and she'll lay it up and in. 7-4. Largest lead of the ball game for Menifee County. 2-2-1 full court pressure for Menifee County. The Ford breaks going right up the middle of the court across the Viking logo here at Claudia Hicks Court. Ford works it left side to Utterback.
Matchup zone.
Wills out top. Hits it right low block. Beach turns, fades, knocks it down from five. Pretty play from Beach. Really showing some confidence with the jumper both inside and outside the arc. Right wing Hall. To Burgess. Burgess backs it way out, looking at the man-to-man defense. Burgess right to Kylie Hall. Hall still with it. A 5'5 senior, averaging 12 points, 5 rebounds. Wild shot in the paint is good. Count it. She's fouled. Wow. How did that one fall? She felt some contact and just threw it up. It falls, and Utterback will get tacked for the foul. Her first, team's first. With twos across the timer, 2:22 first quarter. Perkins in. Wills will catch a breather. Hall will shoot one. Free throw up and in. Hall now 6 of 8 on the season from the free throw line. Ford at three-quarter court passes it up on left wing Easton. Right low block, Beach all alone, and Beach will lay it up and in. Nice job. Good ball movement, and Beach, nice job running the court. Lead at just two as Ford does a nice job jumping in the passing lane and then getting that pass from Hall. She'll get it up the court in the paint to Eastham, who takes it left low block and lays it up and in. That's a quick 4 points. I could barely keep up. Menifee County is going to call a timeout. Drew Schwartz calls a timeout before the inbounds pass, and it's 10-10 with 1:53 first quarter. The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor Sales introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You'll enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 today at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. They used to tell us to ask Randy for information about, I mean, is Randy still there?
Wasn't me.
I know it wasn't you, but Randy and Philip, right? Was
yep.
it Randy and Philip?
Mm-hmm.
Either way, though, if you do need a tractor, Montgomery Tractor Sales is the place to go. 10-10, 1:53 first quarter, Menifee round. A lot of experience over there outside of Drew Schwartz on that bench, Randy. Menifee County will inbound to go length of the court. Under 2 minutes, first quarter, 10-10. Middle of the court with it is Hall. Hall will get it on the left wing to Jevidin. Jevidin backs it back out and will get it to Baker, who will cross it over to the right side. Baker drives right into a double team, picks up her dribble in that double team. And we're going to have a foul. And Olivia Beach is going to get tacked for a foul on the reach in, trying to force the jump ball. Beach will pick up her first, team second. Tough break there for Beach.
Yeah, really. She was about a four-minute double team there, and she was doing the same thing at the end as she was when she started and got a foul.
Too early for me to be critical, but that is a tough call for Olivia Beach. Baker gets the inbounds pass. Back to the inbounder, Hall, who will bring it in between the rings and call the play out. Angles right wing to Jevidin. Hits a cutting Burgess, who will lay it up and in with the right hand. Nice feed to Burgess. She's got four. Lead back to two. Ford. Full court pass up to Beach. Pass in the corner, Utterback. Airballs a three-pointer into the lap of Baker. Baker on the break across the timeline. Slows it down on the left wing. Baker thought about a three. Instead, will hand it off to Jevidin, who will come and grab it and take it in between the circles. Jevidin flips it on the right side to Trinity Blankenship. Checked in during that last timeout under a minute first quarter. Hand off to Hall. Hall well behind the arc. Hall will take the screen from Burgess in between the circles. Now Hall still holding a mismatch down low. Beach on the switch is Beach guarding Hall. Hall is going to travel with it as Ford does a nice job trying to force the tie-up, and when doing that, Hall traveled. That might be a makeup call.
Perhaps.
And I haven't said that in a long time. 40 seconds left, first quarter. Two the lead for Menifee County and a good first quarter. Competitiveness-wise, neither coach probably thinks the play has been the best as Perkins throws it away. Beach saves it in, though. It's saved back in by Menifee County, and they're going to get a break as Baker cherry-picking as Burgess saves it in after Beach saved it in. Kind of a wild play there as Baker has four now. Perkins, left wing in transition. She'll knock down the three. Cassie Perkins now 4 of 6 from three on the season. 2 seconds left in the quarter. Shot from midcourt, no good, and Menifee County will lead by one. 14-13 after one quarter. 61st District seed matchup here on WIVY.
Holbrook Drug can beat those big drugstore chain prices on your next prescription. Just bring in your prescriptions and let Holbrook Drug be your pharmacy and save you money. Come in and check out all of Holbrook Drug's new product lines, including Lean and Tree cards, Yankee candles, leaded crystal, and so much more. Holbrook Drug, still here for you on Main Street in Moorhead since 1946.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
Quick trivia question for Randy to get the second quarter underway. Don't answer it right away if you do know it.
Taylor Smith.
No. We're going to let you sit on it. On this day, back in 1951, a famous athlete announced to the press his retirement. 1951, a famous professional athlete announced his retirement to the press.
Wow.
December 11th. Second quarter going underway, or getting underway, I guess, rather. Menifee County leading 14-13. Girls action. Girl-boy doubleheader today. Menifee County with the basketball. Straight away with it is Jevidin. She'll fire up the three. Kareem's off the side of the rim to the right and will go out of bounds. Baseline right. And the ball will go to Round County. 18 seconds in. 4 points for Beach to lead Round County. Four for Baker, four for Burgess to lead Menifee County as Ford on the logo with it. Ford holding, 30 seconds in, second quarter, goes left wing to Perkins. She had one three-pointer in that first quarter. Takes it to the free throw line, kicks it in the corner to Ford. Out top, Beach. Long two-point jumper for Beach off front rim. No offensive rebound. Perkins put back up. No, but she'll go to the rim and, or go to the free throw line and shoot two as that one sits on the rim and won't fall. Menifee County will pick up the foul, and that one's going to be tacked on Tiffany Blankenship. Perkins, line right. No good on the first. She'll shoot one more. First free throw attempts on the season for Perkins. To tie it up at 14 apiece. She does. 14-14, 45 seconds in second quarter. Full court pressure from Round County. Pass across the court from Menifee County. Gets into the hands of Burgess. Burgess back to Hall across the timeline as they break the press. Right wing Jevidin, wide open. No one has tabs on her, and she'll knock down the three. Aubrey Jevidin, 2 3-pointers in this game. She leads all scorers. Round County wasting no time. Ford, baseline left Perkins. 12-foot jumper good. Perkins with 6. Comes in averaging only 3, so already double her average. Menifee County still with the 1-point edge. At three-quarter court with its Hall. She'll drive right up the sideline, and Ford's going to commit the foul. That'll be her first, team third.
I believe that was J.C. Jevidin that got that three-pointer. And last year, she had a great season shooting three-pointers, off to a little bit of a slow start this year.
Oh, you are correct. It was Jevidin. I beg your pardon. So Jevidin with the basketball now. 1-point lead for Menifee County. Baseline right. They work it to Burgess. Turnaround right-handed hook shots there. She's got 6. Ford, long full-court pass up to Perkins. Back to Utterback on the wing. Utterback to Ford. She'll penetrate left wing. Loses it baseline. Grabs it. Gets it to Perkins. Three-pointer. Nothing but net. Perkins is now 5 of 7 from three-point land this season. 2-1-2 full-court pressure from Round County. 19-19. Across the mid-court stripe is Burgess. Burgess middle of the court. Jevidin to the right elbow. Into the paint. We're going to have a whistle and a foul. Should be on the shot. Burgess will go to the line. I think that Jevidin, rather, will go to the line. Wills will pick up her first, team second. Do you have an attempt of a guess for the trivia question?
Well,
1951.
Got back into the game there.
Her free throw is good by Jevidin. She'll shoot one more.
You know, without knowing the sport, I'm not going to...
Baseball is the sport, as both free throws are good by Jevidin. Ford will bring it up the court. Menifee County lead back to 2. 2 minutes into the second quarter. Utterback, right wing. Baseline right, Wills. One dribble. Passes in the paint, Easton. Kicked and stolen away. Hall will get credit with the steal. And Hall will hit the brakes in between the circles. Hall steps into a 3. Deep 3. No good. Rebound, Utterback. Utterback will quickly push the pace. Already across the midcourt stripe. Inside the arc, left wing Perkins. Perkins to the elbow. Cross-court pass, Wills. Wills brings it back out onto the wing to Ford, who slows it down and calls out the play. Randy Stacy alongside him. Jared Stacy, a backdoor feed to Perkins. Lay-ins there, and have a night. Cassie Perkins, she's got 11, and we're not even at halftime. Heck, we're not even halfway through the second quarter. 21-21. Halls. Behind the back dribble at the midcourt line. Takes it to the free throw line. Tough floater up off the glass and good. That was pretty. Kylie Hall with five. The 5'5 senior making it look easy.
Ford
across the Viking head. Hits Perkins again. Backdoor cut, and Perkins lays it up and in. 10 in this quarter. She's got 13 in the half. What is going on? 23-23, and Perkins gets the steal at midcourt. Perkins is going to have it back tipped out of her hands and out of play. It's going to roll all the way under the bleachers, and guess what? Perkins is going to go under the bleachers and get the basketball. She's doing it all. Literally, she went under the bleachers to get that basketball, folks.
That reminds me of the Water Boy, the commentary on him doing everything.
You need to go back and watch that movie. 23-23, 4:45, second quarter. Heck of a ball game, Randy.
It is.
My goodness. 61st district seeding game here early in this season. Wills in between the rings. Left wing Perkins thought about the three, takes one dribble, passes it up a second time, and we'll get it back to Wills straight away. Right wing Utterback in the corner to Ford, right in front of the Menifee County bench. They feed to Utterback, right low block. She'll pass it straight away. Wills into the paint. Wills, right-handed scoop shot up, no good. Rebound, Wills. Wills trying to feed it over to Beach, but it slapped out of her hands as she was passing it. Slapped out by Golden, and it will be inbounding, or be inbounded rather, by Ford under her own bucket to her right.
You know, my on the trivia question, I'm not going to get it. I want to say Ted Williams, but he actually stayed around for a few more years.
Joe DiMaggio, 1951. As that is inbounded, count it. And a foul by Destiny Utterback. What a feat on the inbound by Ford. And the Menifee County foul is going to go on Baker and Utterback. In the scoring column for the first time, and a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play as Round County in front now. By two and maybe three if Utterback could knock down the free throw. On the season, Utterback just 2 of 6 from the free throw line, and she misses that one. And a jump ball. Possession here will keep it with Round County. .4:15 left, second quarter. Lady Vikings leading by two. Inbound in between the circles to Utterback. Utterback dribbling, right wing to Ford. Ford looking at the zone defense, and Utterback cut towards the free throw line, and Ford thought she was going to cut out top, and Ford passed it out top, and nobody was home.
Hey, I was in the right.
We were closing there. Top of the key with it, Jevonen. To the right, low block shot, partially blocked. Utterback, rebound will come down to her lap. Utterback already across the timeline. Left wing Perkins, three on the way. Off back iron, no. Rebound, Utterback. She'll spin out, baseline left. Pick up her dribble and hit a cutting Beach. She'll throw up a fader, no good. Rebound, going to come down to, well, it's not going to matter. We're going to have a foul on the rebound, a push in the back against Menifee County's Burgess. That's going to be Burgess's first, team's third. 2-point lead for Round County. Ford inbounding to her right with 3:45 left second quarter. Inbound pass to Wills in between the circles. To Perkins, left of the circle in the corner to Beach. Beach back to Perkins. One dribble to Utterback. Utterback in the corner to Beach. Feed left low block. Ford. Ford doubled. Right elbow Wills. Right wing Perkins. 3-pointer on the way. Yes for Perkins. Perkins with 16. Largest lead of the ball game at 5 with 3:15 left second quarter. Hall passes it right wing Burgess. Burgess with it. Puts a dribble down. Penetrating on Beach and is going to be called for the carry. Turnover Menifee County.
I'm kind of speechless right now. Starter goes out. Somebody steps up.
That's more than that's stepping up a 10-foot ladder. Perkins with it in between the circles. Hands off to Beach. Beach well behind the arc. Goes right wing to Perkins in the corner. Utterback. Utterback one dribble down. Brings it all the way straight away. Kicks it left wing Wills. Wills off to Ford in the corner. Ford goes baseline. Floater from five up. Good. Kelby Ford with five. Lead at 7. Round County taking full control with 2.5 left in the second quarter. Hall penetrates to the elbow. Passes it right wing to Baker. Baker takes it in the corner and goes baseline. Shot up. No good, but she was hit. And take your pick. There could be one of three Vikings this foul could go on. I think it's going to be on Wills. It will be. Wills the second. Team's third of the quarter with 2:28 second quarter line left. We'll have a couple free throws for Shaylin Barker. Or Baker, excuse me. First one is good. She'll shoot another. Her first free throws of the evening.
Bennett Thomas in for the first time to give the Wills out with the two fouls.
Took the words out of my mouth. I was just double-checking the number. As Ford gets the rebound on the missed free throw across the timeline. Round County leading by six. Ford to Utterback. Back to Ford. They'll pass in the paint to Beach. Back to Ford straight away. Ford back in the paint to Beach. Turnaround shot partially blocked by Golden. Rebound comes down to Menifee County Baker. She'll keep it herself. Baker from coast to coast. Baseline right. Leaner up. Air ball. Rebound will come down to Menifee County's Burgess, and a foul is going to be called. Perkins or Beach, 23 or 24. David Stafford's going to put a 2 and a 3, and that's going to be on Perkins. Her first team's fourth of the quarter with 2:01 left in this first half. Coach Matt Stokes is questioning if it should be on Perkins. Perkins was right there, so it very easily could have been on her.
Yeah, I think the PA announcer may have said Beach. He didn't want Beach to have that second foul.
Okay. Nice inbounds pass. Wide open cutting is Burgess, but she misses a wide open floater. She's not going to like that one on film. With the rebound is Perkins to Utterback. Utterback, wild shot in the paint, somehow falls. It looked wild, but it still counts the same. And crossing the timeline is J.C. Jevidan in between the circles. Man-to-man defense from Round County, approaching 90 seconds left in this first half. 8 the lead. Jevidan, top of the key, Burgess. Burgess has it poked away. Hall, though, grabs it from Menifee County. Hall, she's going to have her pocket picked by Ford. Ford is going to lose it, but Perkins there to grab it. Perkins across the logo. Long pass across the court to Utterback. Utterback to Perkins, top of the key. Right wing to Thomas. They feed to Ford in the paint. Ford cut off, passes it left wing, Utterback wide open, three, no good. Rebound off the hands of Perkins. Jevidan, though, rips it away, but she loses it. Utterback gets it. Perkins left wing wide open, three, no good. Rebound will come down to Menifee County's Jevidan. Under a minute, second quarter, 8 the lead for Round County. Wildcats of Menifee County with it. First of two games here tonight as the boys will follow. Wide open lane that is not going to be able to be taken advantage of by Jevidan as she misses the floater from five. Perkins with the rebound. Pass up to Thomas is tipped out of play by Baker. 45 seconds left. Easton in. Beach will catch a breather. And also coming in will be Aubrey Eisen. 5'7 junior will check in. Perkins will come to the bench.
Yeah, previous substitute, Perkins wanted to come out. She's tired.
That's one of the best halves I've seen from a Round County girls basketball player in some time, especially coming off the bench. Easton gets the inbounds in between the circles with an 8-point edge. Backdoor feed to Utterback, but Utterback can't get to it in time.
That turnover belongs to Destiny because she can't stop. If you make that cut, you've got to keep going because it would have been a great pass.
Kind of like when a quarterback leads a receiver perfectly and that receiver kind of lets up a little bit, yep, anticipating a hit or something. Yep. I see what you mean. Half minute left, second quarter. We'll see how Menifee County elects to play this last half minute. And they're going to be aggressive. Jevidan takes it into the paint. Quickly back out to Hall, though, as she's cut off by Eisen. Hall takes it inside the circle. Now back out straight away. Hall back inside the circle. Floater from the free throw line is good. Kylie Hall with 7 points, 8 seconds as Ford crosses the logo. 6-point lead for Round County. Ford in the corner. Eisen, shot fake. Ford got hit in the face. Eisen loses it. It's going to go out of bounds as time expires, and Kelby Ford is covering her face. She got poked in the eye of some sort, and Round County will head into the half with a 6-point lead, 32-26 over Menifee County. We'll send it back to the station and come back and talk about this one here at the half, Round County, leading by six.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings.
to the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
This is Macy with Eagle Finance in Moorhead. The holidays are here, and we can help you with the extra cash you need, whether it's gifts on your list or repairs for your car. Come see us. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. Apply online at www.eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Menifee County led 14-13 at the end of the first quarter, but Round County outscored the Wild Lady Cats 19-12 in period number two, and Round County leads it 32-26. We had two lead changes in that half. Menifee County led by as many as four. Round County led by as many as eight, and there were ties at 3, 10, 14, 21, and 23. For Menifee County, leading the way with 8 points, J.C. Jevonen, a couple of three-pointers, and 2 of 2 from the free-throw line. Kylie Hall had 7 points, 3 field goals, 1 of 1 from the line. 5 points for Shaylin Baker, 2 field goals, 1 of 2 from the line. 2 field goals for Peyton Burgess and 4 points. And Aubrey Jevonen had a 2-point field goal. 10 of them for Menifee County, 2 3-pointers, 4 or 5 from the free throw line, and 26 points. For Round County, off the bench with 16 points, Cassie Perkins. 6 field goals, 3 3-pointers, 1 of 2 from the line for her 16 points. 5 points for Kelby Ford, 2 field goals, 1 of 3-pointer. 4 points for Destiny Utterback, 2 field goals, 0 of 1 from the line. 4 points for Olivia Beach, 2 field goals. 2 points for Lauren Easton, and 1 point for Diamond Will. She was 1 of 2 from the free throw line. 13 field goals for Round County, 4 of them 3-pointers, and 2 of 5 from the free throw line. For that there, 32 points. The Wildcats hit 10 of 20 from the field for 50% in that half. 2 of 5 from a high end arc rim, 40%, and 4 of 5 from the free throw line, 80%. Round County, 13 of 31 for 41.9%. 4 of 14 from three-point range, 28.6%, and 2 of 5, 40% from the free throw line. Round County leads rebounding 18-12 for Round County. 5 rebounds for Destiny Utterback. And for the Menifee County Lady Cats, Shaylin Baker has 4 rebounds. 4 fouls called on Menifee County, 6 fouls on Round County. Round County's Diamond Wills, the only person in the game with more than 1 free throw. Assists, 8 of them, 5 of them for Menifee County. 3 assists for Kylie Hall. 12 assists for Round County, 5 for Kelby Ford. 9 turnovers on Menifee County, 5 on Round County. 2 block shots for Menifee County, 1 block shot for Round County. 3 steals for the Lady Cats.
and 5 steals for Round County. Points off turnovers, 6 for Round County, 4 for Menifee County. Second chance points, Round County 6, Menifee County none. And off the bench, thanks to the 16 for Cassie Perkins, Round County had 16 points off the bench to none for Menifee County. Again, tonight's second game, the boys matchup. Round County off to a good start, 4-2 overall, 3-0 in the region. And Menifee County 1-3 under Coach Derek Robinson. Menifee County has Brevin Ricker, 5'11 junior, who averages 20.5 points and has 9 three-pointers on the season. So it should be a good one, and we expect the second half of this girls' game to be a good one. We'll come back with that half number 2 after this on WIVY.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Abachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials. And officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express. Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Get winter ready with help from Big Four Lumber, Ace Hardware, and Moorhead. Save a dollar instantly on Peak windshield washer fluid with rewards card. Peak antifreeze is $7.99 with rewards card. Ace Wild Bird Food 20-pound bags are 2 for $22. And Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed is 20-pound bags for $17.99. Get winter ready today at Big Four Lumber, Ace Hardware, and Moorhead. After all, Ace is the helpful place.
Did you know that one Kentuckian in 6 struggles with food insecurity? That's why Kentucky Farm Bureau has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Contributions that help neighbors in need put food on the table. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that our fellow Kentuckians get help when they need it most. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau insurance agent Larry Knepp, 783-1868.
Cassie's Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Cassie's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Cassie's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead. Same quality care, 2 convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Well, we're almost ready for the second half. First one was a good one, interesting. Menifee County team has, again, they played well against Johnson Central, who is undefeated, and beat Scott County a few nights ago. Held them, he got a little out of hand at the end, but they did play well. And then also had a really good game against Fleming County, and they're giving Round County all they would want right now through the first half of this one.
Menifee County will send out their starters, Burgess, Golden, Jevin, Baker, and Hall. Same for Round County, again, without Walker. So Eastman in place of her with Beach, Ford, Wills, and Utterback. Menifee County in the row green. Home white for Round County. Menifee County will start this half with the basketball moving from left to right. As we sit on the second level, same side as the benches. 6 to lead, 32-26 for Round County. Menifee County with it in between the circles is Baker. Baker penetrating to the elbow, spins back middle of the paint, turns, fades from 10, no good. Rebound, Olivia Beach, and it's going to be off of her hands, but poked away by Burgess. And David Stafford's going to come in and overturn this call and speak with Mike Ginn, and they are going to give the basketball to Menifee County. No argument at all for Matt Stokes and company.
He just got it. He just saw what was happening.
So Menifee County will inbound under their own bucket. Inbound pass on the left wing to Jevonen. Jevonen will take the screen from Golden. In between the circles, the switch is Ford now on Jevonen. Jevonen penetrates on Ford. Tough shot up, no. Good defense from Ford. Utterback with the rebound, 30 seconds in. Utterback across the logo to the elbow. Right-handed lay-in, no, but she was assaulted by Hall as she went up for the shot, and Hall will pick up her first, and Utterback will go shoot two free throws. First foul this second half, 32-26, Round County leading. Free throw good from Underback. Between games, make sure you go out and check out the dessert auction in the lobby. I saw that at half. Utterback, second free throw is good. Lead at 8. Hall across the timeline from Menifee County. Hall loses it, just dribbles it off of her foot into Wills' lap. Wills on the wing. Wills, left-handed lay-in. Good. Nice play over top of Baker, who was running the court. Wills' first field goal. She's got 3. Jevonen in between the circles, drifting to the right side. Jevonen, crossover move to the elbow. In between the circles, she'll grab it and get it to Baker. Pass down low, left low block to, that is Burgess, through her hands, and Easton comes away with the steal, and then we're going to have a foul as Easton and Hall got tied up, but Easton's going to get called for the foul. Officials are scared to call a jump ball tonight. A couple times we've seen plays that most likely should have been a jump ball, and it's been fouls against Round County. Jevonen gets it in the backcourt for the Lady Cats. Pass in the right corner to Hall. Hall. Back to Jevonen, into the paint, walks with it as she goes across the free throw line. Ten the lead. And Cassie Perkins, 16 points in half number one. Ford on the right wing, tough lay-in up, no good. Rebound will come down to Menifee County's Burgess. And Burgess, the forward, is going to bring it up the court across the timeline. Shovels it back to Jevonen. Contested 3. No good. Rebound will come down to Wills. Right low block. Wills across the logo. Wills to the free throw line. Tough shot up. No. And we're going to have a foul. Blocking foul called. And they're going to call a foul on Shaylin Baker for a blocking foul and give Wills 2 free throws. And that may be one of the more awful calls I've seen in a long time, and that call favors Round County.
Yeah.
Wills took that into the paint, folks, and just threw it up. I mean, just hurled it up in the air. 2 seconds after that, they blew a whistle and called a foul as Wills makes the first free throw. Both free throws are good. And folks, keep in mind, I played multi-sports at Round County. I broadcast them for years. And Round County just got a benefit of 2 points there. But there is no reason, any shape, form, or fashion, that should have been a blocking foul, let alone a shooting foul. Holy cow. Take what you can get, right, Randy?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, Wills made both free throws in the lead at 12, and Drew Schwartz is going to take a timeout for Menifee County. Round County leading by 12. Power Star Tractors from Montgomery Tractor have an unbeatable combination of power and utility. With 69 to 100 PTO horsepower, Power Star Tractors will handle jobs in the field, the barnyard, and everywhere in between. Increase your productivity with best-in-class cab visibility, and outstanding comfort. Plus, choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your needs. Find your Power Star at Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling, and Flemingsburg. 603 third quarter, Round County leading 38-26. Keep in mind tomorrow that the Morehead State women will be in action, and It's a big one as they will be on the road at number 18, Louisville. That's set for a 4 o'clock tip-off. Again, that tomorrow. On Thursday, the Morehead State men will be back in action here at in Morehead at Johnson Arena. That's set for a 7 o'clock tip-off. St. Mary of the Woods out of Indiana will come to Morehead, and Morehead will play host as the Morehead State Eagles' 7-3 record. Their only three losses this season on the men's side coming to Power 5 schools. Again, Thursday, 7 o'clock, the men back in action. And then this Saturday, the UK men will face off against North Carolina in the CBS Sports Classic. That a 5:30 tip-off on CBS Saturday. 12 the lead, Menifee County out of their own timeout will inbound as they do have the basketball, and Hall right wing with it. Hits a penetrating Baker. Tough shot up, no good. Rebound Burgess. Her put back up, no. Rebound Utterback left baseline, and she's going to push it. Utterback across the timeline. Utterback to the wing. Utterback right low block. Lay in. No, but she's fouled. She'll go shoot two. And Utterback went down in a heap under the bucket as the foul will go on Shaylin Baker. That's going to be her third. And Utterback is set to go to the line and shoot some free throws, but she is down under the bucket to our left. Round County leading by 12, and we're going to step aside here at Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium. Round County leading Menifee County here on WIVY.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose Main Street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Morehead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Go-To Solutions in Line X of Morehead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions in Line X of Morehead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Morehead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go to Solutions and Line X of Morehead wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
First free throw for Cassie Perkins is no good. As a broadcaster, I call it like I see it. I take pride in that. I don't sugarcoat anything. And Destiny Utterback needed significant help to make her way off the court as Perkins splits a pair of free throws. And she shot those in the place of Utterback. And Utterback in quite a bit of pain. That right leg definitely in some pain as Menifee County on the other end. Runner up from Baker, no good. Gets her own rebound. Shot up, second attempt, no, but she's fouled. She'll go shoot two. And it was not the leg that she injured last year. It was the opposite leg that she had injured last year. So hopefully it's nothing too serious, but early indications it did not look like a small injury by any means. First free throw is good by Baker. She'll shoot one more. Lead at 12 for Round County. And Rainey, that just sucked the air right out of Warren H. Cooper. Yeah, it did. Man. Both free throws good from Baker. She's got seven now. Full court pressure from Menifee County. Four to Eastham. Eastham up the court, throws it away. But Wills, nice hustle to get the basketball back, but it's poked out of her hands, and Wills the last to touch it. Yep, it'll be Menifee County basketball.
Well, it should have been a foul then.
That's why I was waiting. I was confused. That was the reason for my hesitation.
That's just gosh awful horrible.
Inbound pass from Menifee County comes into Jevidan. Jevidan will bring it out onto the wing with an 11-point edge. Jevidan in between the circles, thought about the three, passes on the wing to Hall. Hall, she'll fire up a three way downtown. Not even hit rim, but not much of a chance as Ford will grab the rebound left side. Ford across the timeline. Ford feeds it to Perkins. Perkins on the wing. Pass out top is going to be poked away, but Ford able to get it now over to Easton. Left baseline Wills and a timeout taken by Matt Stokes. Full timeout. 11 the lead for Round County, but a little bit of an emotional turn here of late as Utterback out with an injury, and we'll take a break here on WIVY.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine in, carry out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Round County inbounding out of their own timeout. Easton top of the key, three, good. Lauren Easton with the three, and she's perfect. Three of three now from downtown this year. On the other end, Jevidan takes it to the elbow. Wild runner-up, doesn't draw iron. Rebound Perkins. Easton will come up with it now as it's poked away up to Wills on the left wing. Wills spins to the left and gets it to Beach. Straight away, Easton poked away into the backcourt. Easton will grab it. Easton will get it off to Wills. Wills to the wing. Wills has a lane to the bucket. Lay-ins up. Good. Just pure speed there from Wills. She's got 7.6 here in the third quarter. Lead to 16. 4:05, third quarter. Three in transition is good by Shaylin Baker. She's got 10 in double figures now and the lead at 13. Was 16, now 13 under four, third quarter. Full court pressure from Menifee County, and Wills is going to be fouled by Hall. Hall will pick up her second team's fourth of the quarter. Wills will trigger at midcourt. Into Ford. Ford crosses the timeline in between the rings. Takes it to the right wing, loses it herself. Regains possession and gets it over to Easton. Easton now will take it to the wing and hand it off to Perkins. Perkins feeds it right elbow Beach. Perkins with 17 points in this one. Beach fires the elbow jumper, no good. Rebound in the hands of Burgess. Peyton Burgess will lay it back to Baker, who will cross the logo with 3:20 third quarter and a 13-point lead for the Lady Vikings. Three, Baker over top of Ford, no good. Rebound Easton for Round County. Easton to Wills. Up the court to Beach. Beach has Perkins wide open. Perkins off to Ford, and Ford lays it up and in. So unselfish there from Perkins. Perkins had a wide open lay-in, and just instead was like, nah, here you go, Kelby. You can lay it up and in. Under 3 minutes, lead to 15, and we're going to have a jump ball called as Ford gets the tie-up on Hall at the free throw line, and the possession arrow will give it back to Round County. Menifee County still applying some full-court pressure as Ford will look to trigger it in. Gets it into Wills, and Wills is going to get a step on the defense. Round County has numbers. 3-on-2. Wills goes near corner Beach. Beach will penetrate. Stop, pop, blocked away. What a play by Burgess. She swats that one away. 2:45, third quarter. Burgess to the free throw line. Kicks it far corner. Hall, three-pointers there. Kylie Hall. She's got 10 in double figures as well. Easton at the three-quarter court to Ford. Ford to the free throw line. Stop, pop, off back iron. No. Rebound will come down in the hands of Hall. Ford's going to tie her up, though. Possession arrow will give it to Menifee County. Round County still leading by double digits by 12.
Seriously, though, did you see any desserts out there that you liked? Did you get a chance to look?
No. And I'm sure I would have.
Oh, you will. I spoiler alert, you will. 2:20 left here in the third, 12 the lead. Baker with it straight away, hits a cutting Burgess. Runner from five, no good. Beats with the rebound. One dribble down and up the court to Wills. Wills across the timeline. Wills takes it all the way into the paint. Shot blocked away by Burgess, and she steps on the baseline after she blocked it. Menifee County fans don't like the call, but it's kind of hard to argue an out-of-bounds call, I have to say. I get arguing a judgment call, but out-of-bounds is out-of-bounds. 2:03, third quarter, 12 the lead, still forward into Easton. 10-foot jumper in the paint, good. It doesn't matter the sport. Lauren Easton just makes it look so easy.
Yeah, she's really tough. You know, she's so timid out there right now. They need to crank that up a little bit.
In between the rings with it, Baker. 14-point lead for Round County, and we're going to have a foul going the other way after a three-pointer is made. So the three-pointer went in, but they're going to wipe the bucket. We had a foul against Burgess. That's going to be her second. That's an offensive foul, so it's not going to be free throws. And Huddleston and Ginn, the two officials, are going to get together. They may count this three-point bucket.
Well, he waved it off like he knew what he was doing, or what he intended to do, I mean.
And Mike Ginn's going to come over to the scorer's table, and they are going to count the bucket. So Baker with the three-pointer. Five in the first half, and now eight here in the third, so 13 total. And I do not know that rule whatsoever, so I'm really not at liberty to comment on exactly how that is ruled on the high school level.
Walk.
And Easton walks after the inbounds pass. You heard Randy. So 1:41 left third quarter, and we could have a five, maybe six-point swing here. Hall inbound under her own bucket, further in the corner than normal, as Hall will get it out top to Jevidan. Man-to-man defense from Round County. Jevidan gets it to Baker. Baker thought about the three to Jevidan left wing. Jevidan goes opposite of the screen to the elbow, straight away to Baker on top of the key. Well behind the arc under 90 seconds, third quarter. Jevidan, she'll fire up a deep three. No. Rebound. Easton off her hand, though, into the lap of Blankenship. Blankenship takes it into the paint, and she's going to be fouled on the floor. See, the foul's going to be on for Round County. It's going to be on Easton. It's going to be her second, team second.
Screw's beginning to bother me.
And we haven't said a word all year. We haven't said one word in all year. Inbounds pass. Ford gets a hand on it, but it somehow coming up with it is Burgess. Our shot is altered by Easton and Ford. Multiple players falling to the hardwood, and it's going to be out of bounds, last off of Menifee County.
Well, when Round County has been timid with the ball and got bumped, they've not called a foul, you know, and it's well, they're just, I'm not sure they know what they're going to call out there.
Ford will inbound to go full court. Full court pressure from Menifee County, and Ford's going to get it to Wills. Back to Ford, back to Wills. Good full court offense here to Perkins in the corner. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound Easton. Easton falls to the deck with some help of a push from one of the Menifee County Lady Cats. I believe it's going to be number three. It will be Peyton Burgess, and that will be her third, and it should be some free throws. It will be two free throws upcoming, and Easton will go to the line and shoot a few. Easton, 5'8 sophomore.
I guess we got to remember that some of the officials, the crews we've had this year, they've all been college officials.
True. First free throw, no good from Easton.
EKC tournament had great officiating.
After missing the first, she knocks down the second. Easton now with eight. 12 the lead for Round County under a minute third quarter. Menifee County with it in between the circles. Straight away is the junior, Shaylin Baker. Baker takes it to the left wing. Passes to Hall right of the circle. Hall angles right and gets it to Blankenship. Blankenship backs it way out, and that's going to be a backcourt violation against Menifee County, as the pass to Baker was just a poor one, and Baker just kind of has to eat the turnover. 39 seconds left, third quarter. Baker with eight, Jevidan with five, Burgess with six, Hall with 10 for Menifee County. Four, nice feed, Wills wide open. No one knew where she was at, and Wills has got eight. here all in the third quarter. 7 for Ford, 17 for Perkins. And Round County leads at 14. 20 seconds left, third quarter. Ford tips a pass by Baker. Ford's going to chase it down. Left-handed lay-in, no good, but she was crushed.
Two cheap shots on that play. One by Baker and one by Hall.
And it's called intentional. Yeah. I'm making sure you saw that.
Yeah, I did. But they could have called the same one on Baker.
So that is going to be an intentional foul on Kylie Hall. And here I go, just being honest. In the original play-by-play, Randy, I wanted to say Ford is murdered as she goes up for the shot. But I bit my tongue because I didn't want to sound so aggressive. But she was. That was very, very, I hate to say the D word, but that was pretty dirty.
It was.
That was pretty dirty.
She, Baker, had the ball stolen from her by knocked away by Ford earlier, and she didn't like it. That was the follow-up to that on the first time.
Ford misses the first. She'll shoot one more with 13.1 left third quarter. She knocks down the second. Round County will get the basketball. ...52-37, 13.1. If Haven Ford would have seen that intentional foul call, she'd probably say, wait a minute now. There were a handful of those that could have been called against me now. Wills gets the inbound. Back to Ford in the corner, 10 seconds. Ford spins into the paint, right-handed hook shot, no. Rebound, Menifee County. Coming down with it is Blankenship with 3 seconds. 2 seconds, Blankenship to Hall. Half-court shot at the buzzer is no good. And Round County takes a 15-point edge over Menifee County to the fourth quarter we go here on WIVY.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. 2 coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Sir, Cave Run Charitable Bingo, operated by the Morehead Optimist Club, Friday and Saturday night. Actually had the opportunity to volunteer as part of the Morehead Optimist Club this past Saturday. Great crowd on hand. A lot of pool tabs sold. A lot of fun was had. And I don't get to play that much because I volunteer, but that concession stand, I swear, every time, Randy, it's always solid. And again, that is located in Farmers. If you're leaving Morehead, heading towards the lake, it's about a tenth, maybe two-tenths of a mile before you get to the roundabout.
And if you're using your GPS put the address in there, don't put Morehead.
Yes.
Put Farmers, because that will send you the wrong way.
You may end up over there in Carter City somewhere. 15 the lead for Round County over Menifee County here in a 61st District girls feeding matchup. They have the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Perkins, Easton, Wills, Ford, and Beach as Wills on another backdoor cut and a feed from Easton. Wills gets the lay-in. She's in double figures with 10. Largest lead of the ball game. In between the circles with it is Burgess for Menifee County. Penetrates into a double team and walks with it. And if he doesn't call the walk, him being the official, he has to call the charge because Easton got ran over. So either way, that was going to be a turnover. Again, if you're just tuning in, Destiny Utterback went down with an injury, a leg injury earlier in this one. Needed significant help to get off the court and did go straight back to the training room. So the Lady Vikings without her, as Wills is going to be fouled well behind the arc. Blankenship will pick up her second, team's first. Ford on the midcourt logo. Man-to-man defense from Menifee County. Will work it left to Perkins. Perkins again with 17, 16 of which coming in the first half, as David Spafford has spotted an offensive foul, an illegal screen. Going to be called against Olivia Beach. That's her second, team's first. 50 seconds into the fourth quarter. Across the logo with it, Baker. Baker feeds it off to left wing to Jevidan. She'll take a left elbow and knock down the two-point jumper. Jevidan now with seven. Has Ford at three-quarter court. Behind the back dribble to get it across the timeline. Ford keeps possession at the free throw line. Baseline left Beach. 15-foot jumper off the iron. No. Rebound. Baseline right to Baker. Baker across the Viking head at Claudia Hicks court here at Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium on Viking Hill in Moorhead. She'll take it to the left side now. The junior Baker picks up her dribble, looking, finds Hall, and we're going to have a timeout taken by Coach Drew Schwartz. This will be a full timeout with 6:29 fourth quarter, 15 the lead for Round County, and we're actually just going to hold it right here as Coach Schwartz is going to change his mind and call it a 30-second timeout. 54-39 fourth quarter, and unless the Round County Lady Vikings pull off the Miami Dolphins here in the last quarter, i.e. blow a multi-score lead in the final minutes, Round County is going to pick up a seeding win. Big weekend coming up here on Viking Hill, Randy.
Yeah, I just was going to mention one right now. The first game of the 2023 Stockyards Bank Challenge is on Thursday night, and it's Round County playing host to Boyd County on this floor. Moorhead, also Moorhead State, also plays that night. So the Round County-Boyd County game will air on KCA 97.7. And then a whole lot of games on Friday and Saturday, including a couple of games with George Rogers Clark, who's having another great season.
Menifee County with 6:29 left in the fourth quarter, trailing by 15, will inbound it into the backcourt. Baker will cross the timeline. Left of the circle, she finds Jevidan. Back to Baker. Baker penetrates to the right, low block. Shot up, sits on the rim, no. Rebound will come down. Furnish had a hand on it, and one of the Menifee County players, couldn't see who the Menifee County player was. It looked like Jevidan. A jump ball is going to be called, and it will stay with Menifee County.
Yep, there you go.
And we're going to have a foul against Menifee County, and we'll go the other way.
That should be an intentional foul, but it probably won't be. Through an elbow.
It's going to go on Burgess. That's going to be her fourth. Team second. Ford tosses it into Easton. Still full court pressure for Menifee County and a 15-point lead for Round County. Ford takes it up the sideline. Ford on the wing. Feeds it to Furnish. Baseline left, and she walks with it. Turnover Round County. Six minutes left. Menifee County with it, and a shot early in the possession before Round County even realized that they were on defense is good. It's a three by Baker. Baker now with 16. Wills across the timeline. No one keeps tabs on her, and Wills takes it all the way under the bucket, and she's got 12 now in this one. 14 the lead for Round County. Another three for Menifee County. As soon as they get across midcourt, this one by Jevidan, no good. Offensive rebound, Hall. Skip pass from Hall across the court goes into the Menifee County bench. These Menifee County players are open when they step out of the locker room, aren't they? Holy cow. Wills will walk it up for Round County. Wills takes it inside the arc. Pitch back to Furnish on the right wing. Furnish bounces it to Ford. Ford takes it inside the arc, inside the paint. Shot swatted away by Burgess, but it'll stay with Round County. Last off of Burgess as it hits the baseline. Five and change left in the fourth quarter and 14 the lead. Ford inbounding, gets it into Wills in the paint. Right-handed shot. Menifee County thought it was blocked, but a foul's going to be called on Blankenship. That's going to be her third. Team's third of the quarter, and a couple free throws upcoming for Wills. Wills want to make it three of four from the free throw line. 12 points. Actually, scratch that, make it 13 points in this one. She did have one free throw in the first half, eight in the third quarter. First free throw's good. Miss a second. Hall will grab the rebound, and Hall's going to lose it out of play, and she just lost her footing. Ball will go to Round County. 5 minutes and 9 seconds left. Ford gets the inbounds to Wills. Wills cuts into the paint. No good, but she'll go to the line and shoot some more free throws. That'll be all in this one for Peyton Burgess. She will be fouled out with 6 points. And coming in to replace her will be Aubrey Golden. Wills at the line to shoot a couple. And a slight delay before the free throws. First one good from Wills. Knocks them both down this time. In the free throw line, an opportunity for improvement. Four Wills, as Baker takes it into the paint and has her pocket picked by Ford. And Ford loses it, but it's off of Menifee County as it was picked up by Baker, but she still had a foot on the end line. Ford to inbound to go length of the court. Inbound pass to Wills off her hand. Taken away, though, by Menifee County's. That is Blankenship, and we're going to have a foul against Wills, and that'll be her third. Second of the quarter. You by chance see who won KHSAA Outstanding Official of the Year for football?
Yeah, P.D. Harris.
Yeah, thought that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Always good to see someone from this side of the state get recognized. 17 the lead for Round County, 4:50 fourth quarter. Boys action will follow this one. Right wing with it is Jevonen. Cut off by Beach. He'll back it out onto the wing and fire up a three. No. Beach with the rebound, and Beach is going to be tied up. A jump ball, and that'll give the possession arrow to Round County. Menifee County still with the full court pressure. Ford, long pass up the court. Beach chases it down, trying to save it in. She does to Perkins. Perkins in the corner to Wills, and we're going to have a timeout, Round County. Full timeout, we'll break as well. Round County, well on their way to a district seeding win over Menifee County. We'll wrap it up here in the fourth quarter when we come back.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
We just heard Holbrook Drug. Have you had a chance to be in there in the last week or so? Holy Christmas. That's all I got to say. Big thank you to all the sponsors that you hear on our broadcast for making Viking Athletics possible here on WIVY. As inbound pass from Ford, tipped by Wills over to Beach. Wills will come and get it straight away. Round County leading comfortably. 61st district seating matchup. A boys matchup will follow this one. Still plenty of time to get out to Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium to watch the boys match up as Ford is going to be tied up in the paint on the feed from Perkins. Possession arrow will give it to Menifee County. Furnish out, Eastham in. We're going to have a good crowd for this boys game, Randy. We're still a good 35 minutes probably from its tip-off, so Still plenty of time for people to file in. Menifee County with it, trailing by 17. Straightaway Jevonen. She's going to penetrate right into a double team and is going to be fouled. Foul's going to go on Easton. That's going to be her third. Jevonen will go to the line and shoot some free throws. 2-2 tonight from the free throw line. Knocks down the first. Rattles home the second. Addison Reed, 5-foot freshman, will come in. Ford will inbound to go length of the court. Still full court pressure from Menifee County. Wills gets the inbounds pass. Wills has Easton wide open. Right low block all the way up the court. And Easton with an easy lay-in. She's in double figures with 10. And the assist will go to Wills. 17 the lead. In the paint with it, Baker. She spins baseline right. Double. Kicks it behind the arc to Reed. Three-pointer. Barely draws iron. Rebound Ford. Ford will slow it down at three-quarter court. Ford. Across the timeline, Wills. Wills looking. Wills takes it right low block. Lay in high off the glass and good. 18 for Wills. 17 for Perkins. 19 the lead in this one. 13-10 fourth quarter. Jevonen to Baker in between the circles. She's well behind the arc. Now puts it to the deck. Drifts over to the left side. Looking at the man-to-man defense for Round County, and she'll force up a three. Clangs off the backboard. Rebound comes down to Beach. Outlet pass. Perkins didn't see it. Taken away by Blankenship. To Hall in between the circles. Hall drifting to the right side. Penetrates to the elbow. Has her pocket picked. Stolen in front of everybody by Ford. To the elbow. Ford right-handed lay-in. Blocked away. What a play on the chase-down block by Blankenship. Aubrey Golden will check back in. Addison Reed back to the bench. Never mind. Reed is going to come back in, as Menifee County only had four players on the court. That makes sense?
Apparently someone hurried off the class, before early. Yeah.
Inbound to Beach, and she forces it up in the paint, and it's knocked out of bounds by Menifee County. Somebody has to get credit with the block here. I don't know who they pack it with, but only way it would stay with Round County. Quick inbound Easton. Two-point floater up. Good. She's got 12. Largest lead of the ball game at 21. Approaching 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Baker spins at the elbow. She's doubled and going to be tied up. Nice play by Wills to force the tie-up. Possession arrow gives it to Round County. Well, Randy, I can tell you we won't be starting at 7:30 for the boys' game. I can promise you that. Ford looking to inbound, and it's a home run pass. Easton will get the home run pass at the opposite free throw line and lay it up and in. The lead. Baker gets it to Jevonen left wing. Jevonen brings it straight away. Over to Blankenship left side. Blankenship crossover dribble to the left low block. Shot up, no, but she's fouled. And some free throws upcoming for Blankenship. Foul will go on Easton. That's her fourth. First free throw is good. Short on the second, rebound Perkins. Perkins is going to be fouled. Foul's going to go on Menifee County's Blankenship. Going to be her fourth. Team's fifth, and a couple free throws upcoming on the other end for Cassie Perkins. Seems just like yesterday. I was saying the pitch to Perkins into left field. Ham scores. And Round County's a state semifinalist. Those will be memories that Round County fans and those players will remember forever back this past spring when the softball team made it to the state semifinals as Perkins makes the first free throw. 18 for her. 18 for Wills. One more upcoming for Perkins. Furnish has checked in for Round County. Also Thomas. Henderson as well has checked in as Perkins makes both free throws. She finishes with 19. Coming in to replace her will be Aubrey Eisen. And Elena Roman as well in the contest. 24 the lead for Round County. Boys game about 25 minutes after this one. Three-pointer on the way from Menifee County. No good. Rebound Henderson, and she'll get it to Furnish. And up to Thompson. Bennett Thompson in the corner. Eisen, three-pointer. Off the iron, no offensive rebound. Thomas up with the shot. No good. That's Thompson, excuse me. Rebound Furnish. Now off to Roman. Right side. Eisen, three-pointer. No good. Off the rim. Ball's on the deck. Multiple players diving on it. And we're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow will give it to Menifee County. Menifee County with it. In the corner, they work it to Blankenship. She'll go baseline left, all the way under the bucket. Turns, spins, pops, and knocks down the five-foot jumper. Bennett Thomas. I said Thompson. The three-point jumper, left-wing Eisen, no good, out of bounds. It'll go to Menifee County. One of the rosters I have says Thompson, but the official roster I have says Thomas, and what I've written down says Thomas. So we're going to go with Thomas. 34 seconds left in the fourth quarter. As Menifee County, another two-point bucket for Blankenship. 24 seconds. 20 the lead. No one for Round County's there to inbound it. And finally, Round County will get it inbounded. Thomas to Eisen, back to Thomas. Now to Eisen across the timeline, 12 seconds. This one was close as we headed into the half. But Round County comes out in the second half, and they take care of business in a big way. Cassie Perkins with 19, Diamond Wills with 18, and it's a 20-point victory for Round County over Menifee County here in the first district seeding game for Round County. They move to 1-0 in district seeding games in the 61st district on the girls' side of things. And here in just under a half hour or so, we'll switch it over to the boys' side. Menifee County boys versus Round County boys coming up here in just a bit. For now, we'll take a break and send it back to Owen. Come back and wrap up this girls' matchup as Round County over Menifee County in girls' action, 69-49 here in Moorhead.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times.
Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Macy with Eagle Finance in Moorhead. The holidays are here and we can help you with the extra cash you need, whether it's gifts on your list or repairs for your car. Come see us, located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. Apply online at www.eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
It was Menifee County 14-13 at the end of the first quarter. Brown County led 32-26 at the half. They led 52-37 at the end of three and won it 69-49. Largest lead of the game was 24 points. We had two lead changes, one in the first quarter, one in the second quarter. The biggest lead for Menifee County was four, and we had ties at 3-10, 14-21, and 23. Menifee County now 1-4 on the season, and they are 0-2 in district play. Round County is 3-3, and they are 1-0 in district play. For Menifee County, leading the way with 16 points was Shaylin Baker, 12 points for J.C. Jevonen, 10 for Kylie Hall, 5 for Trinity Blankenship, 4 for Peyton Burgess, and 2 for Aubrey Golden. For Round County, leading the way with 19 points was Cassie Perkins, 16 of those when she really came on big in the second quarter back in that first half. 18 points for Diamond Wills. 14 points for Lauren Eastham. 8 points for Kelby Ford. She also had 10 assists. 6 points for Destiny Utterback, who went out in the third quarter with a knee injury or a leg injury. Looked like a knee injury. And Olivia Beach had 4 points. Brown County, again without Brindley Walker for this game, and then suffered another injury there in this contest. And Menifee County playing out without a couple of, I think, Andy Wells and Elena Deal. They've been out with injuries, and so both these teams a little banged up, but it was an exciting ball game. Some pretty rough fouls on a couple of times, but, you know, hey, we got out of there without any more problem with that. 69-49, Round County defeats Menifee County in the girls' play. Now, we've got the boys coming up next. We will go ahead now and thank Owen Mundy, our studio control man for this game. Also, my partner, Jared Stacy, and I'm Randy Stacy. We'll close this one out and be back shortly with the boys' game here on WIVY.
You've been listening to Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's,
Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. More 24-7 fun coming your way on the home of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.